Well, pleasant evening to each of you. Delighted we have this night in the middle of the week to come together as the people of God and to study the divine word, to be uplifted and to be edified. And if you're visiting with us, we want you to know we consider you an honored guest. Encourage you to take your Bible, open your Bible with an open mind, and study the things that are taught. If you find error to be taught, we encourage you to reject that. But if you find truth to be taught, our prayer is that you would make the proper application. If you have your New Testament tonight, if you'll turn with me to the book of John and the 16th chapter. And at this time, Jesus is talking to the disciples on the night before he would be betrayed. On this very night he would be betrayed and be led away and be crucified the next day. But notice what Jesus says in John 16, beginning at verse 12. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take of what is Mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are Mine, therefore I said that He will take of Mine and declare it to you. At this particular time, Jesus is beginning to teach the disciples, the apostles, on this occasion, what the work of the Holy Spirit will be. And you know, there's been a lot of confusion about the work of the Holy Spirit and just who the Holy Spirit is. And time will not permit us in our study tonight to discuss all things about the Holy Spirit, but I have one line of thought that I want to impress upon your mind. I want us to think about some of the responsibility that was placed upon the Holy Spirit of God in the scheme of the Father. You remember the Father sent the Son, and the Son will die upon the cross, and the Son would be raised, and the Son said He would send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit would reveal those things to men and women to guide them into all truth. You'll find that the men that wrote the Bible were men who were guided by the Holy Spirit. Now, I want us to understand that that was done in a different way than it is today. That the Holy Spirit came upon them in a particular way to tell them the truth, and they were able to write it down. But how the Holy Spirit works today, He doesn't just come upon you or I and tell us what truth is. The Holy Spirit has revealed truth through the Word. It would be awful strange tonight if the Holy Spirit told you one thing and the Holy Spirit told me another thing. So I know this much tonight, the Holy Spirit's not the Word of God and the Word of God is not the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit uses the Word, uses the Bible, to teach men and women what they need to do in order to be pleasing to God. And you know it's interesting. You can go all the way back to Genesis chapter 1. And you'll find the Holy Spirit, along with the Father and Son, have been there since the beginning. You remember in verse 26, it talked about that the Holy Spirit moved upon the face of the earth. And then we find, as we come to the New Testament, He's identified as the Comforter. And then we see He is the Revealer of Truth. And I want us to think about tonight in our study, being the Revealer of Truth, to recognize that the Holy Spirit of God is a person and He has guided us into all truth. The first thing I want to put into my mind and your mind, and you can write this down, is the Holy Spirit guides. And as we've already said, He uses the medium of the Word to God. If you take your Bible, you'll find throughout the Word of God, it speaks about guides and leaders and those who may lead someone. But the work of guiding is important. And you'll find there are some who will guide you in the wrong direction. Take your New Testament and look in the book of Matthew and the 15th chapter, and you'll remember that Jesus condemned some who were leading people astray. In verse 14, He talked about the blind leaders of the blind. And He said, if the blind lead the blind, both will fall in the ditch. You don't want to follow somebody who doesn't know where they're going. You don't want to follow someone who has no idea whatsoever what God has revealed. If you got someone to stand up and he doesn't use what the Word is, he doesn't use what the Spirit has revealed, then my friend, you be cautious of that individual. He'll lead you astray. And then if you take your Bible, you remember in Matthew chapter 7, it talks about in verses 13 and 14, that broad is the way that leads to eternal destruction. There are many who follow the broad way. They don't follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life, but they go the way the majority goes. And you know one thing you can put down tonight? The majority isn't always right. You'll find that many times it's the minority or just a few who will follow God's Word. But then if you take your Bible, look in 2 Peter chapter 2 for just a moment. And notice what Peter had to say about guides. In 2 Peter chapter 2, look at what he says in verse 1. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you. Underscore false prophets and false teachers. And notice he said, they secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. Now tonight you'll find there are some who lead people astray. They lead people in the wrong direction. But notice that when Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit, just the opposite is true. He said He will lead you, He will guide you into all truth. Now, who's he talking to at that time? The apostles. What are the apostles and men of the New Testament going to do? They're going to write down what the Holy Spirit has revealed to them, and now we have what God's Word is. Now, that's something that we all can agree on, that tonight we have the same message from the Holy Spirit. I could get that into the hearts of men and women. I could get men and women to see God has revealed His Word. It hasn't changed. There's been no modern day prophecy. There's been no modern day revelation. We have everything we need in this book. This book was revealed to the writers by the Holy Spirit. Now that much I know. But that brings up something else. Why did Christ reveal all truth while here? Why didn't He reveal all truth while He was here? Well, go back and notice what He says in the book of John and the 16th chapter. In John 16, you look at Jesus and you'll look at what He says to Him in verse 12. He says, you cannot bear it now. Underscore that. Now, that didn't mean they couldn't endure it, but they couldn't carry it out at the present time. It wasn't prepared yet. You remember the Old Testament in Galatians 3:24 was a school teacher, a schoolmaster, a tutor to bring people to faith in Jesus Christ. And now the Holy Spirit is going to reveal truth. And on the day of Pentecost, they're going to stand up and preach it. And you're going to find that people are going to hear the truth. They're going to have the miracles that confirm the truth when men stood up to preach. And I want you to think about that the fact is Christ said when the Holy Spirit comes, that's the fullness of time. That's the right time for them to preach and teach. You never thought about what if it just changed all of a sudden? It's like if a fella has surgery on his eyes, you don't just all of a sudden remove the bandages, you gradually remove the bandages so the light don't blind them. And so you have the Old Testament that led people up to put faith in Christ. Now we are no longer under the Old Testament. We are in Christ. We're under the covenant of Christ. And we follow what the Holy Spirit has revealed in the last will and testament of Christ. Now then, that brings up something else. I want you to think about the origin of truth. Let us carefully consider that the origin of all truth is God. Go back to John 16 again and look at what he says in verse 13. In verse 13, he said, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into, look at that little word, A-L-L. all truth. You know, my friend, that gives me comfort tonight. I have everything I need tonight in the Word of God because He has given me all truth. He has guided the writers of the Bible, the Word of God, into all truth. Not partial truth, not some truth, all truth. Now that gives me comfort. And notice again what He said. And He doesn't speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will tell you the things to come. In other words, He's going to tell you what to pen and what to write down so that the others coming behind know what truth is. And we must know and understand that He doesn't speak for Himself. He speaks what He hears. And what He speaks comes from the Father through the Son. Now then, when you begin to see the Holy Spirit, you begin to see He's the revealer of truth. He is a person in the Godhead, the Godhood, who has revealed truth. Now then, the question is, did He do it? Well, look, open your Bible to 1 Peter chapter 1. And notice what Peter had to say. In 1 Peter chapter 1, when you read what Peter had to say, you'll find that Peter talked about that the Spirit of God has brought all things. Look at what he said in verse 10. Of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, who was in them, was indicating when He testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. Now then, what did the Holy Spirit do? The Holy Spirit has revealed truth. Now, Old Testament prophets were looking for this truth. And when was it revealed? Not till the New Testament. They were searching for it. Now, the Spirit of God led the prophets of Old Testament. You remember, they were led just as the people in the New Testament. But notice, they did not know the Spirit of Christ. They were looking for, longing for, the day the Messiah would come. But notice what else. Look in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And when you come to Paul's second epistle to young Timothy, look at what he says in verse 16. You want to know if all Scripture is given by God? Paul says it was. He said, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now, I look at that statement and I look at what Peter said, and there's one thing I know. I recognize that the Holy Spirit has given what we need. If you go back to 2 Peter chapter 1, look at what he said in verse 2. In verse 2, Peter said, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue. Now, Peter said the Holy Spirit revealed it. Paul said the Holy Spirit revealed it. That they have been revealed. But let's look at one more example. Look at that little book, Jude. And if you're not sure where Jude is, find Revelation, turn left. And right there you have it. And look at verse 3. In Jude verse 3, he said, beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for, now watch it, the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. You know what that tells me? Two things. The faith is the only one. Secondly, notice he says it was once for all delivered. It's already been delivered. Sometimes I have people come up and say, well, the Lord told me this and the Lord told me that. I will say, how do you know the Lord told you that? I could put my finger on the passage and say, here's what God's told me. But all of a sudden, God's telling you something. He's doing so when He said He is no respecter of person and shows no partiality. He's given us all the same word. But that brings up another thought. And this is where so many err. They add where the Bible is silent. You ever thought about that? If the Holy Spirit has not revealed it, then Jesus didn't say it, and the Father didn't send it. Now tonight, we could have had a band in here. We could have had someone playing the banjo and someone playing the guitar. We got enough people in here that can play instruments. We could have a full band. But you know what's wrong with that, my friend? The Holy Spirit didn't reveal that part to us. He said, sing. He tells us that in Colossians 3:16. Sing. Make melody in your heart. Ephesians 5:19. Let me tell you something in love and humility. When God says nothing, God is saying something. He's saying, go no further. You just don't assume anything with God. When God is silent, that settles the matter. We can't just say it's up to us when God has not authorized anything. Silence is not permission. You know, others want to add to baptism. Others want to add to the work of the church. Others want to build gymnasiums and build everything under the living sun and say, let's just bring them in through the gymnasium and we'll sneak the gospel in. One thing, my friend, God never authorized that. And God said, my truth is sufficient to convert people. If you try to appease the carnal side and then think that you're going to sneak in spiritual truth, you're never going to convert them the right way. We need to be honest with people and tell people the reason we're talking to them is we're concerned about their soul. You don't try to deceive them into the kingdom. You teach them the truth of God's Word. He guides into all what? Truth. Truth. That's what people need tonight. And so I ask you three or four things in the lesson series. And I think there's some outstanding things we could ask. First of all, do you believe the book? Do you believe what God has revealed? Notice he said in John 16:15, these are divine things. Do you believe in the plan of salvation? Do you believe you need to be baptized? Do you believe that you need to be faithful? Do you believe the book in regard to the church? Do you believe that Jesus said, I will build my church? It's His church. It's not my Christian church. It's not your church. You didn't die for it. I didn't die for it. Jesus purchased it with His own blood. Do you believe the book? I'll tell you, if you don't believe the book, my friend, right there you stand condemned because He said, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Secondly, use the book. Now, I'm going to make a little confession. I'm not very much of a maintenance man, and I'll tell you why. I don't like to read the little instruction booklets. I'll get something, and it'll have 32 languages, and I can't find English. And when I do find English, they've got three pictures, and I'm supposed to figure out how to put together a 94-piece of furniture with three pictures. Now, Buzz Lovell could do it with a snap of a finger. Mike Richardson starts to get mad and kick at it. Well, we won't put that on the film tonight. But when it comes to this book, you better use the instruction manual God has given you. When we don't use the instruction manual, life falls apart. Marriages fall apart. Things begin to crumble. Churches fall apart. Why? Because we're not going to the instruction manual. Use the book. In John 8:32, He said, you shall know the truth. And what the truth will do is make you free. He says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved. A workman of God ought not be ashamed. But what? He should be able to rightly divide the word of truth. In 1 Peter 2:2, He talks about as a babe desires milk. We need to desire the Word of God so we can what? Grow. And finally, we try the spirits. Take your Bible and look in 1 John 4:1. And notice John is writing at this time. And he said, Beloved, in verse 1, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Now, look at that again. False. They're not teaching truth. Remember John 8:44, when Jesus was talking about the devil, he said he is a liar and the truth is not in him. Any false teacher is not going to teach truth because their father is of the devil and not God who is of truth. That's why the Bereans were commended in Acts 17:11. They searched the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so. They wanted to make sure they were following truth. And all local churches should be willing to search the Scripture. Now, sometimes it's difficult to get many people to see they need a God. Some people think they know it all. You know, that's a sad thing when we start to get so puffed up we think we know it all. But you know what Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 10:23? Jeremiah said, it's not within man to direct his own steps. We need a God, and God has given us a God. The Spirit has revealed all truth. Would God give us a book that wouldn't lead us to heaven? No, God gave us exactly what we need. So we can follow Him and please Him. We can be guided into all truth. If you need to obey the gospel tonight, we pray you do so and follow the Scripture as together we stand and sing.